This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday that Taliban should be judged on their actions, warning countries against prematurely or bilaterally recognizing the Islamist hardliners. He told Parliament, quote, "We will judge this regime based on the choices it makes and by its actions rather than by its words, on its attitudes to terrorism, to crime and narcotics, as well as humanitarian access and the rights of girls to receive an education." British opposition leader Keir Starmer criticizes the conservative government's response to the Taliban's seizure of power in Afghanistan.
There's been a major miscalculation of the resilience of the Afghan forces and staggering complacency from our government about the Taliban threat. The result is that the Taliban are now back in control of Afghanistan.
The United Arab Emirates said Wednesday it is hosting former Afghan President Ashraf Ghani on humanitarian grounds after he fled his country amid a Taliban takeover. Ghani's whereabouts had been unknown after he left Afghanistan over the weekend in the face of a sweeping advance by the Taliban. The ministry confirmed in a brief statement that Ghani and his family are in the country. Ghani left Afghanistan Sunday as the Taliban closed in on Kabul before the insurgents walked into the Afghan capital unopposed. France said Wednesday it had evacuated almost 200 Afghan nationals from Kabul overnight as it steps up airlifts out of the Afghan capital following the takeover. The French military is taking people out of Kabul on military planes to Abu Dhabi, from where they are to be flown on passenger aircraft to Paris. A first contingent of 41 French foreign nationals arrived in France Monday. Meantime, the French embassy is working out of the airport. This is